Boker Tov, good morning, Shavua Tov. We have a new parasha, parasha Naso. Today's class should be for the Refuah Shalom Avad Panim. Bichalam, Chemdam, Racham, Racham, Nujan, Amenachan, Mekam, Rifka, Sarah, Manonim, Shalom, Sarah, Yafav, Devorah, Rifka, Vadachav, Shalom, Moshe, Moshe, Ben Chanay, Yafav, Nuriyam, Yavidam, Nifach, Haritav, Devorah, Racham, 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 Okay. Parashat Naso, it has a bunch of different topics. So with Hashem, we'll be jumping different topics. One topic it has is the Birkat Kohanim. And the Birkat Kohanim, of course, we all know, we all say it, and we all hear it, and we get the bracha from the Kohanim every day. But what is? Let's go piece by piece. What does it mean? Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha. Let's take the first bracha, the first part of the bracha, and let's understand what the words mean. Yivarechecha Adonai, Hashem should bless you, v'yishmerecha, and He should guard you. What does this mean? Why does he need to say he should guard you and bless you? Either he's going to bless me or he's going to guard me. Which one? Both? Why do we need both? Are they different? So the Chachamim say, the Midrash says, and this is based on, again, Rabbi Kavessa, he says beautifully. The Midrash says, when it says, Yivarechecha Adonai, Hashem will bless you, it's referring to your possession, Mu'adecha, everything that you have. And Hashem v'yishmerecha, Hashem should guard you, that's regarding to your body. Hashem should protect your body. So it's two different parts. There's what you have, and there's your own person. Hashem should bless you is referring to what you have. Hashem should bless you with the parnasah. Hashem should guard you means with your body, with your health, with your physical body, that you should be able to continue staying healthy. Chacham Yosef Chaim, the Ben Ish Chai, brings a beautiful parable, and he is explaining this in a deeper way. There must be a deeper meaning behind this. He says a beautiful parable. He says there's a pasuk. Maybe we could pull up the pasuk. The pasuk says, there's a pasuk in Yeshayahu. The pasuk says the following. I'm just going to pull up the pasuk. The pasuk says the following. It says, "Ve'amarta bayomahu odecha Adonai ki anafta bi yashov apecha utenachameni." He says, "On that day, you will say, I will thank God, odecha Adonai ki anafta bi." Why? Because you are angry with me. Yashov apecha utenachameni. And then it says, your anger has turned back and you comfort me. But what does this mean? I will thank God because you are angry with me. What? I will thank God because you are angry with me? How does that make any sense? So, listen to this following parable Chacham Yosef Chaim says. He says, there's a story of these two businessmen and they were going on a ship to another country to go and buy merchandise. They wanted to go to a different country to buy merchandise, and the merchandise over there in the other country was very cheap. And they wanted to go and buy it for cheap and sell it for expensive. And they wanted to become very wealthy. This was their goal. So these two businessmen, they start going, and they're going towards the ship. And on the way there, one of them steps on a nail, and he gets a nail in his foot. And he gets into extreme, extreme amounts of pain. And he can't continue. And he has to go back, and he has to get it removed, and he has to get stitches and all the nine yards. And he's so angry and so upset, and he doesn't understand why Hashem is doing this thing. He had a plan. He was going to a different country. He was going to make a lot of money, you know. He was going to buy merchandise, bezol, at very cheap, very low price, and sell it very expensive. The classic way to become wealthy. The other guy, he goes and travels on the ship. And later on down the story, we find out that the ship had sunk into the water. And everyone's possessions drowned. And everyone had to swim to shore. This was the story. When this guy with the nail in his foot heard this, he was so grateful to Hashem. He said, Hashem, thank you so much that you caused me to get a nail in my foot so I wasn't on the ship. So I didn't sink in the water. And the Chacham Yosef Chaim says, the Nimshal is, this is exactly what the Pasuk means. He says, Odecha Adonai ki anafta bi. He says, I will thank you, God, because you were angry with me. What does that mean? I'll thank you, Hashem, that you showed me pain and I didn't understand the pain. I thought you were just angry with me, but really it was to save me from a greater calamity. It was to save me from a greater anger, from a greater downfall. So I'm going to thank you. There's going to come a day, well, I will thank you. This is the explanation of the Pasuk. And Rav Kavessa says maybe this is the explanation to what the pasuk means. We say this every day. It says Hashem will bless you and He will guard you. What does that mean? So he says Hashem will bless you, that's regarding your wealth and your possessions. We pray to Hashem every single day that He will bless us, that we should have wealth, and that our wealth should be great, and that our wealth should have blessing in it, and that Hashem should continue to sustain us and help us. That's the blessing. And then it says Hashem will guard you. When it says Hashem will guard you, that's regarding your body. Meaning we're praying to Hashem, Hashem, Yivarechecha Adonai, bless us with our parnasah, with everything that we have, Vishmerecha, and guard us that we don't need to have to thank you at a time of pain. Let it be for us that it's a blessing with comfort. Let it be that it's a blessing in a good time. Let us be able to receive that blessing and be good people that we receive that blessing without having to go through the pain. The mashal, the parable that the Ben Ish Chai says is coming from a person who he had to get the pain and go through the pain, and only afterwards was he able to thank Hashem. The bracha that we're asking and we're receiving from the Kohanim, and if you have this intention, you pay attention to the words when you're receiving the bracha from the Kohanim, the meaning is so much more powerful. Thank you Hashem. We're thanking Hashem that He's giving the Kohanim the opportunity to bless us, to have the power to give us this bracha. Yivarechecha Adonai. Hashem is saying, I will bless you with your possessions. If you are good to me, I will bless you. And not only that, Vishmerecha, I will guard you that the blessing will come and it won't have to come through pain, it won't have to come through suffering. So many people, their eyes only start to open once the pain comes. And I think, what is the message that these words are saying? It says, if you want Hashem to give you the blessing without pain, turn to Hashem at a time where you're not in pain. This is so important. So many people, they only start to turn to God at a time where they're in pain, they're in suffering. And God, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm saying you should always turn to Hashem. But a lot of times, we don't know why Hashem does what He does, but a lot of times Hashem does what He does in order to wake us up. In order to say, hello, are you listening? And so if we pay attention earlier, then you won't have to send those signs, hey, are you listening? It's already there. We're already awake. So I think what the bracha is really saying, Yivarchecha Adonai, Hashem will bless you, Vishmerecha, and He will protect you, that it won't have, the blessing will come without pain, without suffering. But Hashem is saying, if you want it to come without pain and suffering, turn and wake up to me at a time where the pain and suffering is not there. I pray and hope that we can always use this bracha, and when we receive this bracha from the Kohanim, we can conceptualize this blessing and say that this blessing means Hashem will bless us if we turn to Him at a time that we're not in pain and suffering. And when we do that and we say, Hashem, you know what? I'm turning my trajectory. I'm going in your direction. I'm changing my perspective. I'm becoming an Eved Hashem. I'm becoming a servant of Hashem. Even at a time where we're not in pain. Even at a time where we're not in difficulty. We're not in suffering. Then Hashem will fulfill the bracha. Yivarechecha Adonai. Hashem will bless you with parnasah, with wealth, with everything that you need. Vishmerecha. And He will protect you that it should be done without any pain and suffering. That is what the true blessing is. And when we turn to Hashem in a time of comfort, in a time that we're tranquil, then Hashem will give us that true bracha that we will always continue having blessing, even in those tranquil times. Have a great day, everyone.